In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, Confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the innocent and bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name, and make his praises glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power, you shall declare a victory over all of your enemies. We pray this, I'm lost. Amen.
Amen.
Be with you. And let us pray. Almighty God, who showest to them that be in error the light of thy truth, to the intent that they may return into thy way, into the way of righteousness, grant unto all them that are admitted into your fellowship of Christ the religion which will last forever and ever. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope I have things in order. I just grabbed them. Anyway, we are looking at a new confessional series this beginning this morning. We're going into Luther's small catechism, and we're going through the six chief parts. The first chief part here, of course, we're dealing with the Ten Commandments. As the head of the household or the family, they should teach them in a very simple way these following commandments. The first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. What does this mean? We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. So far. This morning's Old Testament reading, Ezekiel chapter 36. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stone out of your heart. And I will give you an heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in the way in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. So far. This morning's epistle, Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rush of a mighty wind, and it filled all that were in the house where they were seating. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and sat upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem at that time Jews out of every nation, Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together, and they were confused, because they every man heard them speak in their own language. And they were all amazed, and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in his own tongue wherein he was born? Parthians and Medes, Emalites, dwellers of Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia, in Pamphylia and in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews, proselytes, Cretes and Arabs, we do hear them speak in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, some saying to one another, what meaneth this? Others mocked them and said, these men are full of new wine. So far the epistle lesson. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 15 and 16. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceedeth from the Father, he shall teach you of me, and you also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the very beginning. These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues, and yes, the time will come that whoever kills you will think he is doing God a favor. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, so that when the time does come, you shall remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. So far the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn, and I don't know what it is. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is the Spirit of Christ. And I read from John chapter 15, But when the Comforter comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. So far, please be seated. Truth is a word that we use many times. But what is truth? That question was asked by Pontius Pilate. Pontius Pilate asked this one person, that was Christ, who could have given him a complete answer only if he had waited long enough for Christ to reply. But if we can't define truth, we all know what a lie is. Jesus says, "But when the Comforter comes, he shall bear witness to me." In other words, the Spirit of truth testifies to the truth concerning life and death. This great truth is summarized in a very few words. As a matter of fact, these very few words was one of the first Christian creeds of the early church, and that is, Jesus is Lord. He testifies to Jesus Christ, who ascended to the Father, and it was this Christ who burst the bands of death after he had died on the cross, and who now brought health, healing, what have you, to the church, to the believers. This is Jesus, at whose birth the special angelic choir sang out. They came to this earth, and they marked that event with heavenly music. This is Jesus Christ, whose coming as a Messiah, the suffering servant, the prophets had proclaimed many, many centuries in advance. The Spirit testifies that this Jesus Christ is the one and only Lord. But here's a problem that so many people have today. Who is Lord? There are so many lords or gods to pick from in this world. From whom to choose, that is the power. You've got goods, you've got money, and the list can go on. All of which can sit on the throne, if you will, of one's life. And at times, even we ourselves, well, we want to be God. The Spirit of truth shows us that we at times try to stand in God's place as we try to justify ourselves by doing good works, or at least good intentions. The Spirit of truth brings this good news of God's grace, testifying that in Christ, God forgives and receives fallen sinners like we are back into his kingdom of grace. Just before Jesus ascended to the right hand of God, he laid plans for the future of the gospel and the future of his church. And we have to marvel at this, at these plans, because he could have stayed here in the world to become the official head of the earthly church, the headquarters of the church, but he didn't. Instead, he ascended into heaven. But he didn't choose this plan, if you will. He ascended and left behind his followers to run things, which was probably a mistake, but nevertheless, the church is a human device, if you will, on earth, originated in heaven with God. But why didn't our Lord choose more powerful leaders, perhaps angels? Well, instead, he chose weak, sinful human beings. And these were the people who heard the Great Commission, go make disciples of all nations and baptize them, teach them, and preach the gospel. And when we confess, I believe in the Holy Ghost, Luther puts it this way. He says, I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Ghost has called me. Called me how? By the gospel. The Holy Ghost still calls today. He calls sinners into the kingdom of God. He takes possession of their lives, if you will. He gives them forgiveness of sins. He gives them life and eternal salvation. Jesus said to his disciples, I've said this to keep you from falling away. And they will, sometime they will put you in prison. The hour is coming when whoever kills you will think that they're doing God a favor. The apostles soon experienced this truth. Peter and John, they were arrested and beaten. Stephen was put to death. James was beheaded. And church history records that all of the disciples except one suffered a violent death, and that was John. Jesus knew that the hatred of the world and rejection of him would be transferred to his followers. And today, there are many who put rejection on Jesus Christ and his gospel. And this is the reason why we celebrate the ascension of our Lord. It's different from the celebration of his birth or resurrection. In this festival, we celebrate the very way that God works through us. And in this agenda for work, it's not always comfortable. We're going to be tempted, and there are times when we will want to quit. And this is why Jesus ascended into heaven to the right hand of God, so that he could send the Holy Spirit to guide us and to direct us. The Spirit of God, so to speak, comes to us, if you will, and puts his strong arm around our shoulders, gives us encouragement, and helps us to stand up strong. And this is the Spirit of Christ in our lives. But the power of the Spirit is not a fire power. It's not a rocket power. It's not a killing power. It is the power of healing. And with it, the forgiveness of sins. This is divine. This is not human. Praise God for the wisdom and praise him for his grace and praise him as we live with him and for him. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. Our offering has already been received. Let us sing the first two verses of We Give Thee But Thine Own.
May we lie bound, Jesus.
And let us pray for our communicants. But first, I know there's something that all of us need to pray for. Let's take a moment and do that now. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh and of our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith and increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. Please rise. The Lord be with you.
And with thy
spirit. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the very Paschal Lamb, which was offered for us and hath taken away the sins of the world, and who by his death he hath destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has restored us to everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Oh,
Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And the peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Savior Jesus Christ, that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood, the very blood that was shed for our Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now may this body of blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith, and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace.
give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we beseech thee of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you. Blessed be the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.